Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. 802 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 737-803-776. Anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome after this weekend. How about your Astros? They win 2 out of 3 in Chicago and take care of that business after a miserable Saturday night in which Belak battled Cease. You knew you weren't going to score much off of Cease, but Belak battled, was able to, you know, get out of there with just
it
one run
like
score.
It felt like a win.
Until Montero came in and Joe Kelly got the win against the Astros.
Yeah,
that's
that
like
felt
the
like
worst
a loss.
Thing ever.
It's like, yeah, that's what kept it from being a, well, not a moral win. What do they call them? Not a moral win, but
I don't know.
What's the win when you get a...
Oh. A gentleman's?
No. When you get a, not a moral win. It's
moral victory.
A moral victory. Yeah. Moral win. I'm like, wait, what am I looking for here?
I don't know. That's not moral a moral victory when you lose and Joe Kelly wins.
What's a moral victory if you would have lost 3-1 with Belak, but not when Joe Kelly wins? You lost your moral victory. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah, right. Because Belak, right. Belak, you lost it because Montero and Abreu wasn't so great. But you did win on Friday night, and J.P. France looked good again. J.P. France has come through for you a couple of times now. Hopefully he can continue to do that, and he's got a sweet, sweet, sweet mustache that we can never, ever overlook. And you took 2 out of 3 over the weekend after, you know, I mean, what looks like, you know, you're struggling a little bit, but you're okay because you took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. You took 2 out of 3 from the Angels. 1 out of 3 after the start in Seattle. That's not too bad. That's a 5-win road trip and a 5-4 road trip out of 9 games, and that's always good. So you got a winning record on that road trip, and you come home to a couple of teams that are just not all that good. But you know what? The Astros usually play down to whomever it is, and they have been their home record has been. They got to really need to turn this thing around.
Yeah,
they need to turn around their home record because it ain't good. Okay. You've got to be better than you have been at home. 8-11 so far at home. 13-8 on the road. So you got a winning record. You're in second place. You're 4 games behind the Rangers. Rangers playing good baseball. Never know when that's going to end, though. You have no idea when the Rangers are going to turn into the Rangers again. So, but this is going to be fun. And you got the Cubs, and you got some teams that you know you should take care of. But this is where the Astros usually mess up. This is honestly. When they play lesser competition,
play down to the competition.
They absolutely do. They absolutely.
But when you expect less of them, they provide more.
Right. When they're playing really, really good teams,
you thought, well, this is a nine game road trip. You got injuries at the pitching staff. And if you missed it, kind of bad news on the Michael Brantley front. It doesn't look like there's anything imminent with Michael Brantley coming. He experienced inflammation in the shoulder. This is after months off from, you know, he played nine games, I guess. He played plenty of games to try to get ready in terms of rehab games and got back to the team and never even made a start. Ended up, I really question whether or not we're going to see Michael Brantley as an Astro anymore. It's clearly whatever the inflammation was, and this is from so much time away, you know, frankly, it's kind of nerve-wracking, like the Lance McCullers stuff, where Lance McCullers, you know, he had all that time off from baseball and then got back, and immediately he's got arm issues, and now he's, the process to get back feels like last year, where it's a very slow process. So I just don't know that you can count on Lance McCullers in the short term, but certainly long term, I think he'll come back. But I don't know what to expect from him for a whole season, if he can give that to me anymore. And then with Michael Brantley, I think you're going to have to really – good thing Chaz is back. And now, no, I'm sorry, Chaz isn't back. Wait, John, is Chaz back or Chaz not back? Dusty says he's not ready.
He just played yesterday.
Chaz just said, yeah.
Yeah.
But Chaz said he's ready.
Well, he's over. Chaz said, I'm ready. I'm
he
fine.
Had to say that on Friday.
To get
was
in the
it
lineup.
Friday or Saturday to get in the lineup?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
Did you see the diving?
I've been telling everybody I'm healthy. I don't know what's going on here. And then all of a sudden he was in the lineup yesterday.
He made a beautiful diving catch yesterday. He was 0 for 4, but he made a beautiful diving catch. It'll be interesting to see the way that things play out now. Jake had a nice run. Dubon had a nice run. Corey Jolks has had a nice run as well. Yiner Diaz with a home run yesterday. But you know who's on a nice run is Martin Maldonado. It'll be interesting to see how Dusty's going to distribute playing time now with all of these guys. When Altuve gets back, it gets even more crowded. We thought it was going to get really crowded with Michael Brantley, but it's not. It's not getting crowded at all with Michael Brantley. Let's get Art in here. Hey, Art, what do you say?
Hey, guys. A little bit of what I learned this weekend. It was boxing is still fixed. Rolly Romero should be ashamed. And Tony Weeks should never work another boxing match in his life.
There was the boxing. It's one of the issues that boxing has had forever. I think, frankly, that cost them was that they went all pay-per-view when boxing was in its golden era. Well, it was in its golden era in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and then it into the 90s. And then that's when we started seeing the really bad results with Lennox Lewis and with, you know, Riddick Bowe. And then it where the fights truly just felt fixed, and then everything was on pay-per-view. You couldn't get a good fight. And now you
talking specifically about the fight that was stopped the other night.
Yeah, no, I know. And this is another in a long line of issues that boxing has had. Not as many lately, but this was one where I know a lot of boxing fans were. I didn't get to see the fight.
I didn't either, but I did see everybody.
I saw the fallout from it that they just said it was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Tony Weeks, he came in. The dude was winning on all three cards, and Tony Weeks came in while they were messing. I saw him mixing it up in the corner, and Tony Weeks comes in and he shuts down the fight and says it's over. And you know the guy is winning on every card. At boxing and figure skating. When you got judges, you got a real chance of things going awry. And you know what? Maybe Tony Weeks does it. Maybe this will be his last fight.
I mean, truly, he stopped the fight without punches being thrown. I mean, it was like it's as close as you can get to it. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Has Tony Weeks had a guy who got beat up so bad that he's a little gun shy and maybe going a little bit earlier than he should? I don't know that. I don't know that. But,
I mean, I don't not in that particular instance. I wouldn't think that was the case.
No. Well. Yeah, apparently, he's gonna have some splaining to do with some people why he stopped that fight, especially with the other guy. I didn't see it, but that's what everybody seems to be. Everything I saw on Twitter,
I'll let you see it right here.
It was outrage. It was outrage.
Watch this. This is, but you have to see the context because there's just guy's throwing back hard too. And he had been winning. Like what you don't see is he wasn't really hurt. Like Barbosa wasn't even hurt.
No.
He was just a little bit tired, but it definitely should not have been stopped at all. There was no hurt. They were just throwing punches.
Yeah.
They were throwing punches. There was nothing that they didn't stop it because of a punch. There was not a single punch that stopped
it. And it wasn't like he was getting pummeled either.
No.
They were exchanging, and so he was moving. He was actually moving pretty good too.
Yeah, everyone thinks
there will be an inquiry, hopefully. But that's just another black eye on boxing.
No, you know what? You're right. Tony Weeks will call a halt with Raleigh missing shots against Barbosa, but he let Morrell beat I can't remember how this guy pronounced his name, into a hemorrhage. Sometimes I get tired of being the optimist. So he had a really bad situation where a guy got the brakes beat off
might
of him.
He might be a little bit.
Maybe he is a little bit.
Well, then maybe he can't ref anymore once you get
Tony Weeks allowed this fight to go 12 rounds, someone said. But then he stopped this one way early, and maybe he did stop it early because of that. But when you watch the series of events in that round, because I saw it yesterday, it was not. There was nothing that looked like it was. I didn't get to see the whole fight, so I don't know in terms of other than what people said that he was ahead on all the cards. And I saw one of the worst stoppages. Well, it wasn't one of the worst ones, but I can admit to it now. I loved it at the time. I remember watching my man Julio Cesar Chavez beat Meldrick Taylor. Now, Meldrick Taylor also was a Philadelphia fighter who was just – Meldrick was getting hurt with punches, but it was seconds to go in the fight. And he came in, the ref came in, and was it Richard Steele? Somebody came in and stopped the fight. And it was just like, wow, you just took the win away from him with a few seconds to go.
Wow.
Like, you've got to have the sense to let a fight go. But I was happy because my guy won. But even I just silently held onto that, and I can finally admit it, you know, decades later that, okay, yeah, my guy shouldn't have won that fight.
Yeah.
Should let that one keep going.
All right. 713-780-3776. What you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776. When we come back, let's talk about this Ja Morant thing. There were a lot of people chiming in on Ja Morant, and we will do that on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking a little tequila.
Yeah, talking about Maestro Dobell. This is a great opportunity for you to experience Maestro Dobell for yourself. If you've never tasted Maestro Dobell, if you've never had it, we had the guy, who was it last week that called in? Was it Keith? Somebody called it. No, Spencer. Spencer called in and was angry with me because I had undersold Maestro Dobell. He's like, I had this, and it's the best tequila I've ever had. I mean, I don't want to oversell it for you, but everybody that reaches out to me about Maestro Dobell, they absolutely love it. They love it. If they're tequila fans, they really love it because they understand they've had a lot of different tequilas. And if you are looking for a premium tequila without paying ridiculous prices, Maestro Dobell is going to be your go-to. You can find Maestro Dobell in a lot of your favorite liquor stores. If they're not carrying Maestro Dobell, ask them to. Ask them to carry Maestro Dobell, whether it's the Reposada, the Añejo, the Cristalino, the silver, the smoke silver. They've got something for everyone. There's a variety of outstanding tequilas that 11 generations from Tequila Mexico have been making, and it's really huge in Mexico, and it's getting much, much bigger in the States. Make sure that you are on the front end of this craze that is going to sweep the nation over the next year, and that is Maestro Dobell.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Man, rest in peace, Doyle Brunson. Doyle Brunson.
Texas Dolly, huh?
Yeah, passed at the age of 89. Lived a good life, played a lot of poker. Yeah.
Some stories, too.
Oh, my goodness, did he ever.
Anybody who's in a plays underground poker as much as he did, he's got some stories.
Won back-to-back World Series of Poker Championship with what hand?
I've heard it before. King 10.
No, 10 deuce.
Okay. That's 10 deuce?
10 deuce. Won back-to-back with 10 deuce.
You can't let Dolly just limp in with a 10 deuce?
Nope. Because a deuce and a 10 are probably coming. That's unbelievable. Yep. That's called a Doyle Brunson when you got a 10 deuce. And you, yeah.
What's your hand? Mine's queen five.
Mine is
queen five.
Oh, that's called a Lance Erline?
Yeah.
Huh. I like king 10 a lot. You said king 10. That's me. I like king 10 a lot, which is stupid. It's not great to love king 10.
No.
But I've won a few hands in my life with king 10. But I ain't no Doyle Brunson. Don't put yourself in the same sentence. That dude is a legend. He's like He is.
If I would have committed myself to poker instead of sports radio, I think I could have become as good or better than him. If I had committed myself.
Right. If you had, yes. If you just committed yourself. I get you. No, I could see that. You'd be doing.
I got Sam.
Yeah. Right.
I am more like an Antonio Esfandiati is probably more.
That's more you?
Or Gus. God, my favorite was watching. When I used to watch poker.
Yeah.
Gus, who's the Dutch player?
Yeah.
In on the wildest hands.
Yeah, he was. He is wild. Oh. I know who you're talking about. You're probably more Phil Hellmuth than
anyone. No, I'm okay. I hate Phil Hellmuth.
Gus Hansen.
Gus Hansen, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Gus Hansen's the Zach Greinke of poker. Just in the face a little bit.
Yeah.
See, Zach Greinke struck at us, what is it, his like 1,000th batter, 10,000th yeah. batter in his major league. And they told him, and he goes, oh, it's pretty great, I guess. Like, I actually would have said the same thing. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know. That sounds great, I guess. Never even thought about that. Didn't even know there was that stat out there. Most unique individuals. That you obviously have to be an old pitcher to get to the mark that he got to.
Yeah. How long do you think John Morant is going to be around?
All right, this is the first time. Let's get into this. So John Morant, over the weekend, one of his – I don't know if it was on his page or his friend's page. It was his friend's page. So his friend was live streaming – and they're dancing to music in a car.
Do you know how many viewers they had while he was live streaming?
How many?
115.
Total. Because it's his friend.
He lost. He is going to lose.
Well, what happened was Ja, they're dancing. At one point, Ja has, I don't see anything in his hands at all. Then his friend is live streaming, and then he like really quickly starts to, he starts to do the camera over towards Ja, and quickly I think he notices he has a gun and puts the camera back down into his shirt and looks to turn it off. And I'm like, so when I watched it, I said, I don't see Ja with the gun. And I realized, oh wow, other people have slowed this. If you go and slow it down or you pause, you can see it in his left hand. At some point, Ja pulled his gun out. I mean, and Ja was told this is, but this is why it was always a joke. The thing where he leaves a team for a month or whatever, and like I've learned, or a couple weeks, I've really learned, I've made changes, this, that, and the other. No one learns and make changes in 2 weeks. That's not how it happens.
Mm-mm.
He's never learned anything. You don't learn that quickly. Ja just is a serial. Look, Ja wants to be something that is not related to basketball. And it's something basketball doesn't want inside basketball. And Ja just can't help himself. He just thinks that's the way. I don't know if he's insecure or whatever, but he just thinks that that's the way he's got to run around with and carrying guns. Gun culture is an issue, you know, around the country. It's an issue in basketball. It's something that Ja just can't get away from. Even when all this was like, how are you going to lose? Because the NBA is about to take a very strong stance.
He is now. Let's hear. So, is this Gilbert Arenas? Let's hear from Gilbert Arenas here.
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas can tell you about this.
Yeah.
You got Gilbert Arenas ready? Okay. Here's Gilbert Arenas talking about the situation.
Former NBA player Gilbert Arenas.
I've never gotten suspended for guns in the locker room. So you know, I guess they're using 50 games as the benchmark. Because that was what I got. But the real story is I got bullied into 50 games. What I got suspended for was detrimental to the team, because when the media was attacking me, like Ja, I was reacting emotionally, right? You were attacking my character, not knowing what the was going on, and I was acting out. That's where this came from. So I got suspended for mental issues, that I wasn't mentally fit, which means I was suspended indefinitely until furthermore, until we evaluate the situation. But it was to get me out of the media, because the story was too big for one or two games. What happened? He said, you're going to take 50 games or I'm going to come after your contract. So at that time, you know, I just lost my Adidas deal. And then he's saying, I'm going to take your contract if you try to fight this. I mean, you know, that's a decision I had to make. And it was like, well, sit there and make a decision. So I'm sitting here looking with Javaris, and we're sitting there like, I mean, you don't really have a contract to worry about. So, you know, I'm like, all right. Am I going to fight the commissioner of the NBA at this point? You know, so I took the 50 games and shut the fuck up.
He's talking about he and Crittenden, where gum was pulled in the locker room years ago. And he's trying to paint. I remember the stories that came out. I'm not sure he was a completely blameless victim and all that, as he's trying to make himself sound. But what it is there is precedence where the assumption was it was for the gun stuff. He's trying to tell you it wasn't about the gun stuff. It was for the other.
Yeah, it was.
But I would tell you that guns in the locker room. David Stern. Remember, David Stern wanted to institute dress code, or did institute dress codes, because when AI came in and it was more, and he started bringing hip hop culture in with the long baggy T-shirts, and people weren't dressing up on flights. David Stern never wanted it to get to that. So David Stern had a really heavy hand as it pertained to. He had a very, very heavy hand as it pertained to NBA and imaging, because he realized there's corporate sponsors. Adam Silver's not like that, and the NBA is more player-driven now than it is commissioner-driven. But make no mistake, Adam Silver's going to come down hard on John Morant here. I would say John Morant's going to get at least a 40-game suspension. I think he's going to get suspended maybe half a year next year, because this is right in his face. What's that? There's Woj? Yeah,
there's Woj.
Let's listen to Adrian Wojnarowski talk about this very subject.
Greeny, Ja Morant is facing the very real possibility of a suspension, a lengthy suspension, to start next season after this latest incident with he and an apparent firearm in his possession. This is twice in 2 months now. The league suspended him for 8 games, really two of them retroactive to really just 2 games earlier this season. I sense already today that Adam Silver is going to feel increasing pressure from other teams in the league who see this as much as it impacts the Grizzlies, that it impacts them and their ability to market their players and their teams. I think there was a sense with that 8-game suspension earlier and during last season, and that Adam Silver showed some restraint in that edict with Ja Morant. Took him at his word that he would make better decisions. They met in the league headquarters. Now, the league's investigating. They're still going now to make sure that this was a legitimate video, that it wasn't doctored in some way. But I think there is a real, real possibility, if that is what it appeared to be, a weapon in Ja Morant's hand, he again is going to likely face a significant suspension to start next season. The commissioner has pretty wide-ranging latitude in terms of best interests of the league, contract conduct detrimental to the NBA, mm-hmm. to suspend Ja Morant without pay for a significant period to start the season.
You know, and you do have to make sure it's not doctored and it's not something on there. But I would also tell you that Ja has not made a statement to that. Like, if that was doctored, you would immediately get out there and say that. You would immediately get out and fight that.
That it was that live. Narrative. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, it's a very quick video. It's you can barely, like, you have to really go and hit pause to see the gun. But yeah, you're right. So I don't know. And as you mentioned, I don't know how many viewers at the moment saw it.
No, because I saw a tweet that said, look what Ja gave up for 115 people.
Yeah, but I didn't see. So I saw some of the live stream comments. I never saw anyone mention a gun in the comments. But regardless, I think it was a legit gun. I don't think it was doctored, because he would have come out and said something. Your agent has to immediately come out and say,
yeah,
he had no gun, this was doctored. No, they know if they say that and they're lying on that, and the NBA's forensic team get to the video, because forensics can tell if things have been doctored. If they get there and tell that you're lying, you're now they're going to hit you even harder if you're not
Ja's
truthful.
Ja's agent can't possibly do anything, because he probably had a heart attack and said, "I have the dumbest client ever." So I don't know how we're going to get through this one now after the last one, because he can't be dumber. 8:28, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, time for you to talk about Kinetics.
Yeah, and Kinetics is QC Kinetics. And QC Kinetics is what they are, is a all-natural biological therapy that is astonishing. The success rate that they have is truly incredible. You can go and you can Google it and go look at the reviews from QC Kinetics. They do an amazing job, and it's really – look, I love the company itself, but what they've got here, this biological therapy, is really is the key. A lot of professional athletes have used them over the years, and this is now something where the general public is using more and more. The biological therapy takes the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint, and so it works at an even greater rate at repairing and restoring damaged tissue in your joints that you have chronic pain. So whether it's the knee, the shoulder, the back, the hip, this process that they use does an unbelievable job of lowering your pain and really adding mobility and getting you back to where you want to be so that you can be out there enjoying life during the spring and the summer here in Houston. So QC Kinetics, get rid of that chronic pain without shots and, you know, drugs and surgery and downtime. There's a better way to do it, and that's with QC Kinetics. Location now open up in Sugar Land. You can go to, for all their locations, you can go to QCKinetics.com or call 713-913-5285.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
832 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you want to talk about John Morant, you want to talk about James Harden. We haven't really gotten in deep into the James Harden thing, but if you want to get in and you've got some thoughts on that, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Julian wants to talk about Harden. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate you having me on. So two things. I was right about Harden. I predicted the points, at least. I said 9 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists. I was a little off on the other assists and rebounds. The dude that called on what he found out, he found out on Vanderpump rules, the whole lemon under the armpit takes away the stench. Homeboy didn't want to divulge that information, but he's a Vanderpump rules fanatic. I know it.
That's a
So wait, how do you know?
Hey, I watch it. I'm a through and through fan, big dog. I've been watching for the longest.
So that's a Housewives show? Vanderpump?
It's a spinoff of it. Lisa Vanderpump, she's on the Housewives, and then she has all these restaurants.
Yeah,
and she has all these wild ass kids to go on there.
But she is a entrepreneur. She's got great.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's got restaurants all over, right? Julian?
Sexy Unique, yes, Restaurant Group, SUR.
Yeah.
Vanderpump balances her motherly instinct with her shrewd business sense to maintain control over the restaurant's wild group of employees who are working at the eatery while pursuing their dreams. Drama seems to be part of the job for the employees at SUR. Well, yeah, if you're on a reality show.
There better be some drama.
Yeah.
No, my wife and her friends were talking about it. They're big fans of Vanderpump. She's a go-getter, that one, as I understand. I don't know. She was on my big toe. I wouldn't know. But, okay, so he brought some Real Housewives info to the show this morning. And what'd you learn in one sentence?
Why'd you dry snitch on Ocho? Why are you dry snitching on Ocho?
Kevin, what you think about John Morant?
Hey, good morning, John and Larry. I don't know if it's too late for what I learned over the weekend, but I know this. John Morant is not as dumb as he thinks he is. He brandished that gun because he's tired of playing in Memphis. So he's going to go ahead and take that 40-50-game suspension so he can head to the Big Apple. Hey, man, that's my thought on it.
I
couldn't understand all the
calls. He said he's trying to get out of Memphis. That's why.
I think
listen, he's working his way out of the NBA.
He's working his way out of the NBA. I don't think he wants to leave Memphis. I think he likes Memphis. But I do think he's working his way out of the NBA if he's not careful. This is going to be – look, man, let's just call it what it is. He wants to play hard. I mean, it's so stupid. This is not a – this is – you do not need to – you can see people talking about this online all the time. People will say, Jai, you don't have to be from the streets. Like people saying, I'm from the streets. We try to get out of the streets. You don't need to be in the streets. You're not from the streets. You don't need to be in the streets. This is not you try to succeed so you don't have to be in the streets anymore. And Jai didn't even have that. Like, that's not even who Jai was. I think he's just insecure about what people say about him. Just, dude, Ball, you're an incredible basketball player. Take your money and do so. You don't have to. I know that he's young and like – culturally, he doesn't have to be something outside of basketball that, like, for what's the purpose? Mm-hmm. But what's the purpose? And just go do that. Go do that and step outside of Ball. Because I can tell you right now, Adam Silver and the owners will not allow you to try to be part of one cultural thing that you think you want to be part of and part of what they have in the NBA. They're not going to allow. They're not going to allow you to run around with guns. And you can't. And the NBA has been very forward about social justice issues, about social issues in general, about mental health, about all these issues. And guess what? Guns in the the gun issue is going to be one that the NBA and a lot of the players take very seriously.
They ain't coming off from it.
And so they're not coming. Yeah, you're right. You can't look how hypocritical you look if you say we're for all these issues socially, and then you just let a guy run around with guns multiple times. Once at a strip club and once in a car, just like they're not going to come off this. It's the NBA is not going to, and the players should hold him accountable too. If they want to be forward facing when it comes to so many social issues, this is one that they need to take up. And I understand that a lot of players are going to carry guns because they're worried about getting jacked or whatever the case may be. That ain't Ja.
Ja's out there having fun.
Ja's out there. This is just part of Ja's, like, why are you pulling a strap out in the middle of a video where you're dancing to, like, after you've already been in trouble? Ja doesn't care what your rules are. Ja's going to have to take a big fall this year. They got to knock him down, and it's got to be at least 40 games. And you have to tell every other player, we're not doing this. Every player coming into the league, if you do this, this will be the penalty. And this is going to be how Adam Silver is going to be remembered. David Stern did not play. Adam Silver's either going to step up and do what the owners ask and make a point that this isn't going to be tolerated, or he's going to have a soft suspension, and the players are going to be all in the under the microscope now, because it looks like they only care about certain issues, but not other issues.
Adam Silver you better watch what you're saying here, because Adam Silver is the most player-friendly commissioner in the history of sports.
I know.
Ever.
However, he's employed by the owners. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
every commissioner is employed by the owners.
He forgets it all the time because he goes player side as opposed to owner side.
But this is one where the players have nothing to do with it. The owners have to. If the owners say we can't have this, and you heard Wojnarowski is already talking about how the owners are looking at the Grizzlies, going, "What the hell?" What the hell? And for the Grizzlies, it's certainly going to be difficult losing John Morant. John Morant, okay, over under on games, 25 and a half. I personally think it's going to be 40. And I think it could be a year.
I think that's probably the best. Do you think over 40.
Because it happens so quickly after, do you think it could be a full year?
I think you get it 50.
Just go with the – I'd do a full year. Roger Goodell said, you can say whatever you want about Roger Goodell, but no joking here. He said 1 year for you, Calvin Ridley, because we can't mess with the integrity of our game with gambling.
Yep.
And he said 1 year for you, Calvin Ridley. And he basically let it be known that if this is what the stance is, and there's already other suspensions now for Detroit Lions players who are involved in gambling. There's already suspensions, year suspensions for a few of them. Jameson Williams doesn't have a full. I think he got six games.
Six games.
But he's already making a point that this is what's going to happen because he's not messing around. You have to make a strong stance on John Morant if you're Adam Silver. And if you come weak with this, then the owner, then basically the players own you. Yep. And that's all there is to it.
All right, let's get Gary in here before we break. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I just want to say with Ja, I mean, I think they need to at least give him a year. I mean, because that's just like a top-notch level of just pure stupidity. I mean, walking around with a gun, like, you make $300,000 a game, dude. Like, hire a security guard. Like, I just feel like, you know, anybody come up with these stupid, tepid defenses for Ja, there's no defense. He can be a stone-cold freaking idiot. They need to get him as far away from the game as possible, if for no other reason than to send a message, not to the NBA players because they're rich, but to kids who walk around here dying every day over the same thing that he's joking about on the freaking internet. You're a freaking multimillionaire. It's ridiculous. I don't want to hear any of this black stuff in here. That idiot, he needs to be gone for at least a year. Because he's an idiot, and that's what he deserves.
I think we have a real issue with kids learning, and I'm not trying to make it necessarily, you know, about gun this, gun that, but there's a lot of violence going on, like a lot of gun violence. I'm just talking about people being not using it for protection, but using it as an offensive weapon, and a lot of young people, you know, in schools now or just run around packing because they think that's not, because they're like, I just have to protect myself. No, because they think it's the thing to do. And Charles Barkley years ago said, I am not a role model in his commercial, but he is, but it was true then and it's true now. Charles Barkley was a role model. Whether you are wittingly a role model or not, if you are a great player in a sport, you're going to be a role model for a lot of people, for a lot of kids. So I think that's why if the player won't acknowledge it, you don't have to act like a role player. You can, I mean, a role model. You know, Draymond's not a role model. That's fine, but Draymond's not caught up off the field with legal issues and violence. Like, Draymond's a loudmouth, but Draymond's not. You know, Draymond is a dirty player and a loudmouth, but Draymond's not running around packing heat at strip clubs in a car going, you know, ignoring the commissioner on stuff. Draymond has his own stuff. Draymond's risking his life every single day.
Every single
day. He steps
day.
On the court. And
well,
he
that's
told
why
us that.
I'm surprised he doesn't carry a gun during the game.
I'm surprised he doesn't carry a defibrillator and, you know, his own oxygen mask, have his own gurney out ready for every basketball game that he plays in.
So after Anthony Davis got elbowed and he got wheelchaired off the floor.
And Shaq and...
And Kenny
Shaq
were
and
laughing.
Kenny were, no, Shaq,
no, Shaq and
Charles yeah.
were laughing about it. Draymond came out and said, we risk our lives every game. I'm surprised he doesn't carry a gun during the games because he needs it just to protect himself because he's risking his life every game.
I can't believe he said he was risking. NBA players risk their lives every time. How many deaths have happened on the NBA court?
Well, not on the NBA court, but we saw, well, because of the heart situation.
Yeah, Hank Gathers
collapsed on the floor.
He had a heart issue. I don't think it was related to basketball specifically. It was more physical activity. An undetected heart issue.
Well, you think that there could be, you think maybe Ja fell on his head or something because there could be a mental health issue here.
No, I think that that's what the agent will, I think that's going to be the, okay, it's not going to the point where, okay, what's the excuse going to be? Right? That's what's the excuse going to be? Instead of just Ja screwed up, which the smart move would just be that, because Ja, that's what he did last time. He just said, hey, you know, my bad. Like, Ja didn't try to fight it or make excuses, which is admirable. But I also know you don't, like, don't go on with some softball question interview with Jalen Rose and pretend like you've learned so much, because no one learns that quickly. It takes time. None of us. So that was obviously a con. Like, you may think things differently, but it's not ingrained in who you are yet. You can't, you can make some strides, but you can't make those kind of wholesale changes in 2 weeks or whatever it was, a month. So here's a prediction. It's a soft prediction. It's not a hard prediction. Mm-hmm. It's just a soft prediction. That now the narrative will be either through the national media who want to defend and protect Ja. I think most people will say this is an idiotic move. I think some may say, guys, he's still a kid and he may have some mental health things that he's working through right now. And because people know that you can put everyone in check with that. If you drop a mental health, you can just say, well, I mean, are you against mental health?
Mm. Are you-
if you say something against Ja right now, you're saying against his mental health.
8:45
ESPN. You don't think there's a chance that you'll have somebody drop that?
No.
I'll just put the prediction out here right now. It may take a little time. It won't be from Stephen A. Smith. It won't be from anybody like that on television. But somebody's going to come with an alternate universe where this is not his fault. This is...
Is stupidity a mental health issue?
No.
Well, then...
It's not mental health.
I'm not sure
we
can call it mental health issue.
It's bad. Look, bad decision making is just bad decision making. That's part of... Look at you. You were a bad decision maker. You didn't have a mental health issue when you were a kid. You were a character red flag.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Well, we all know that. That's why I'm not in the NBA right now.
Yeah, or in Chicago.
Right. Well, both of those. I know who's down a little bit south, Craig DeCerf.
Yeah, Craig DeCerf. He was a former bodybuilder. How about that? Craig DeCerf was a bodybuilder. He's good friends with Lee Labrada. Lee Labrada. You see him with the Labrada, but this is not a commercial for Labrada's nutritional health bars and whatnot. But Craig is a guy who understands. I don't even really know how being a former bodybuilder fits into necessarily Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I tell you how it fits in. You got to have a tremendous work ethic to be a bodybuilder. I mean, you have to work extra days, and he's the same way at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He's up there on the weekend working. I don't know when Craig DeCerf doesn't work, honestly, yet he makes time for the family. His kids are active in sports. He's had Altuve out to the house. You know, he's done deals for Carlos Correa, Altuve, Joe Smith, a lot of the different Astros, because they recognize great deals as well. And, you know, he's been the official, one of the big wigs on the GMC side, which has had a deal with Major League Baseball, and they have some great GMC vehicles in stock. You have the Terrain, you have the Acadia, you have the Sierra pickup truck that has a great APR finance rate right now. GMC's tagline is "We are professional grade," and that's true. When you look at the pickup truck they have, if you're looking for something that looks cool but also is going to fit your day-to-day work schedule, the Sierra pickup truck is something you are absolutely going to be blown away by. Make sure that you're checking out all the great deals that they have available at LanceZCars.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me. Yeah, some on your mind, a better way to live your life. I hope you find it.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
See, we were talking about Anthony Davis getting wheeled off the court. Art says, Paul Pierce passed away on the court one time, but he rose again about 15 minutes later in fulfillment of the scriptures. He did not rise again.
In fulfillment of the scriptures. He crapped his pants, and he did a smart look. He knew it was going to. There's no way out. What do you do? This is literally all right. You crap your pants on an NBA floor, playing floor. What do you do if you walk and crap goes out of your pants,
then
down your legs?
Then you're a
pariah for all of eternity.
No, then you're running a marathon.
Yeah. But
you want
people
those
take
people?
A picture.
Yeah.
And now, of course, now it's impossible with social media. You can't risk that. So Paul Pierce did. Look, when they're holding him by the leg, do you think his friends knew that they were carrying a guy who he didn't wheelchair out? Remember, they carried him by his leg so that his butt was down. Remember, they carried him under his knees. I still remember how they were carrying him so his butt was to the floor. Do you think they knew what happened, or do you think he had fooled them also? Because those are true friends. If you crap your pants and they bring you into. Do you have friends like that you would do that for?
No. I can't pick up my friends.
But there was two different guys, remember, who he put his arms around their necks and they each held a leg. Who's your friend that you would, if they crapped their pants, you would help take them out of someplace?
Peter Dinklage.
No, you're not going to get to pick a little person, and he's not your friend. That's Tyrion Lannister. That's the station agent.
But
you don't get to pick up a little person who crapped his pants.
Who am I going to be able to pick up? Yanni?
You
no.
and somebody
Big
else.
Daddy?
Okay.
No. Okay. Who am I going to be able to pick up? Okay. No.
What about Chad Clay?
Chad Clay's, he's a bigger guy too.
Okay,
now.
But okay. He just crapped his pants.
Okay, well then you know what? We'll slide you. Oh no, because then the brown stains will. Bacon strips. No, will.
You could put him on a. You could put him on a dolly, like one of those rolling dollies, yeah. like stomach down. You could roll him like that. Yeah, but and he then has to do like Superman.
But then his butt is exposed to everybody seeing the brown stain.
Oh, you put a towel over, but then it looks too suspicious. Yeah, no. Can you put a whole blanket over, but then he looks like a dead body?
Yeah, no. I mean, you can't. I can't do it with my friends. No. I can't carry.
You're going to have to carry Yanni? Somebody.
Come on. Got a bad back.
Do you have no friends that you would carry them out of a situation like that? Out of the club? Out of the bar? I shouldn't say club. Out of the bar.
Out of the bar.
Somebody just crapped their pants in a bar.
No, I'd say, go to the bathroom. You're gross. Throw your underwear out. You're gross. No, I'm not.
Would you tell the story on radio? That
yes,
one of your friends
yes, I would tell the story.
I knew you would, snitcheroo.
Yep, yep, I would. I'd be Marty. Don't worry.
Do not crap your pants in front of John Granato is what you're saying.
You will get lit up on the radio. All right, we are sorry because that was a short segment, but we've got Jeremy Wu who's going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we will get to him. We will talk to him. He's the guy that wrote about how Victor Wembanyama can fit into this Rockets offense. We'll talk to him on the other side. But first, we got Allstate Siding Windows.
Allstate Windows and Siding, the company who does... You know, I focus a lot on the windows that they do because they're built, they're made in Texas for Texas weather, and they're really great. I mean, energy efficiency up to 40% improved energy efficiency when you have brand new windows from, you have to have good windows, and that's what they have. They're built here in Texas for Texas weather. But I also want to mention the siding work that they have done because I had siding done on both sides of my home by Allstate Windows and Siding several years ago, and they did a great job of keeping the work site organized, getting the cleanup done quickly. They didn't leave stuff all over the place. It was done. It looked made the house look way, way better than the vinyl siding that had been up previously that had gotten jacked up because of the hurricane that we had had. And they just came out and it looks great. You don't have to paint anymore. You can just pressure wash a house, you know, years later if it gets dirty. You can do that, but there's no more painting. There's no more dilapidated wood. It looks fantastic, and it really adds another layer of protection and energy efficiency to your home as well. Allstate Windows and Siding. They've got discounted rates for your windows and your siding when you go to the website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. But you got to make sure that you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 or 92.5 listener. It's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.